So rock pop, you know, modern rock in Nashville. How does that happen?
How does that happen? Well, it's already a hard thing to be a rock band in Nashville. Of course, everybody always asks that question, and it is hard. But at the same time, what I always say is, you know, as far as music, as Music City, you can't be a better place for competition to make yourself the best you can be. And it keeps you on your toes because, you know, as far as band members go, you know, it's a dime a dozen out here. So you could just, if somebody's not cutting it, hey, you know, step it up. I'll just go get somebody that's just as good or better. Not that, you know, you hold that over their head, but what it does is it allows for the musicianship to really be at a higher level than anywhere I've lived before. So that's one main thing. I personally have been in the scene in Nashville a long time. Now, this group, only been around maybe about 3.5-4 years, and it was a much heavier rock scene in the past, obviously, and now it's kind of moving towards the pop rock as opposed to the kind of screamo rap rock style that it used to be.
Okay, so as far as the EP, Atlantic Heart, how did you guys put all of that together? What was your process?
You know, obviously every band would love to have an endless bank account and just roll up into one of the better studios you can get yourself into and just do an whole album. Obviously that's not the case. You know, money is hard to come by when you're a struggling band, and what we actually did, had a few connections. We had a group of songs that we knew were strong, and we really recorded them with two different guys. Two of the songs were done with in one studio and two were done in another. And the song Atlantic Heart was one of those ones that just had a, I don't know, I call it a freshness to it as opposed to most of the other tracks that we were writing at the time. And it kind of encompassed what we were going for, you know, what sound we were trying to reach. And so that's why we made it our title track. And we're actually about to shoot a video for it. We're, you know, talking about the storyline and got the director in line and everything. So.
Can we...
So that song is kind of one that, kind of like I say, you know, kind of, it's a representative of our sound, I think.
Can we talk a little bit about how that song was written? I mean, musically, it's great. I mean, it kind of reminds me of, like, a heavier version of, like, Genesis's Invisible Touch, like the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's got this really groovy kind of, you know, breakdown and whatnot. How was that song written lyrically? Then how did it come together musically? Like, give me the story.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we've got the guitarist, Josh Mitchell, and he is kind of the brainchild as far as song ideas and the conception of melodies and riffs and stuff. So they usually come from him. I mean, of course, sometimes they don't. They come collectively or from a different member. That one came from him, and it's funny the way that it came out. It was New Year's Day, and he had been telling me about this. Oh man, I got this new song. You know, he always does that. But so he sent me this video of him just acting like a fool, but playing this riff, and then he was kind of just mumbling a little bit of the melody line, no real lyrics or anything. And he gets really excited, you know, when he stumbles onto a really Cadelli or something. So it inspired the rest of us. We were like, oh my gosh, you're an idiot. But yeah, that's good. And so he and I got together and whittled out, you know, the lyrics. And it was, you know, kind of reminiscent of every inspiration to musicians, you know, across the board. It's coming from a small town or a small upbringing of sorts. And you're always aspiring to make something big and better, you know, even if you're trying to go to New York City, the biggest town in the United States, you can't do from the smallest town, you know, and that's just kind of what it's about, is that whole essence of going to the bigger place and doing your thing and following through with your dreams. And so, I mean, and that message, I think, you know, it's been written a million times, but, you know, you can't, it doesn't ever really grow old for guys like us.
All right, so what's the future looking like for you guys? You got the EP out, how are you going to promote it? You guys looking to go on tour? What's going on?
We are. We just got the EP out, and, you know, I tell people, I'm sorry it's only four songs, but our plan is to not waste too much time getting the next group of songs out. I'm thinking maybe 5 months, you know, at the most. So, but we got a video for another one of the tracks called Toxic Girl, and it was directed by a group called Sodium, which is headed up by Adrian. Kind of just a quick connection that, you know, at first I was just, I'm always leery about things because in the music business, you know, there's a lot of smoke being blown around. And so it ended up turning out really, really good. And I was very surprised. We had an actress, Erin Bell, who was nice enough to grace the screen with her presence and made it an awesome video. So that's one way we're getting a lot of attention right now. We also, just recently, within the past 5 months, signed with this EP, signed up with Idol Records. And so they're really, really working hard for us. And as we speak, we're putting together our summer and fall dates. And they're starting to come together. It seems like we're going a little north and then out down to Texas over the next 3 to 4 months. And those are about to be, the first leg is about to be posted up, and then we're still working out the second leg. But, you know, you're one of many interviews that I've got in the book, and things are really, really starting to pile up and then really get this ball rolling, which is really exciting.
Okay, for the people that haven't heard you guys yet, what do you think makes you guys different musically?
I would say, every musician hates trying to say, oh, well, we're different because of this, but I really think that we don't really have any limits when it comes to a song that comes across the table in our room. Kind of doesn't have to fit a certain format for us.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a good song in any direction, it's a good song for us. You know, if you can play it with an acoustic guitar and a vocal and it comes across, then that's a good song to us. And so a lot of our friends, you know, they have a kind of a formula that they like to stick to, and I mean, not to say that we don't have a formula, of course we do, but you know, it's like one of those bands, like talk about one of the greats, like Led Zeppelin. It just could, you know, they could go from a country feel to a blues feel to a straight up rock. I mean, it's not that we go to country, but I just really feel like it's just about the good music, you know, and having a good time. And we have a couple songs about that, just letting loose, you know, not worrying too much, not taking yourself quite too seriously, but serious enough to, you know, be respected. So I think that you can get a big, broad spectrum of music from Adelaide, as to where a lot of the other bands, you know, they kind of listen to the radio and they're like, oh, well, to make it, we got to sound like this, and that's it, you know. So I think that may be what separates us, you know, from the average band you might go find on the internet.